Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello out there in the blog talkosphere. Welcome back to the episode of Soul Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Michael Brazel. What a beautiful day to connect, to come together, to honor this breath in whatever way we can. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here we are broadcasting live once again from Columbia, South Carolina. I am here. It has been a pretty rainy day today, so lots happening out in the world. Be sure you share the show with your friends. And remember, if you're listening to this in the future on the downloads, you can always tune in live. I'm going to try to be here Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays for the next few weeks, I'll be tuning in just a little bit later because I'm taking a class until about 9, so it'll be a little difficult to make the transition from one to, we'll see, make that transition from one to the other. So, so here we are. Let's just take a couple breaths together. And let's just inhale and exhale into this moment. Just be in gratitude that we have this moment to share with one another, that we are able to come here now into this moment for the purpose of soul evolution, soul empowerment, and divine awakening. And I appreciate each and every single one of you that listens to this show live, that downloads the show, that takes the opportunity to share the show with your friends, your family. If you post it on your social media, I appreciate that deeply and dearly. If there are topics you'd like to hear me talk about, you can post those to the chat room if you're listening tonight, or you can send me an email at michael at michaelbrazel.com. And on that page, there's a contact form. You can contact me there. If you go to my website, michaelbrazel.com, you can also make a donation to help keep the show up and running. The show is supported by our listeners. So when you schedule a reading with me, you schedule a healing session with me, when you make a donation, it goes into doing shows like this. It costs a lot to do Blog Talk. It's $39 a month to do Blog Talk, and then I run a couple meetup groups, and it all adds up. So when money comes in, it goes right back out to creating opportunities for connection, opportunities for expansion. So your donations are always appreciated. Any little bit helps out, even if it's just a few dollars. Whatever you can do to help, it's wonderful. Even if it's just showing up and listening, because that's always a wonderful thing to have people listening live on the show with me. I do offer readings on the show. Towards the end of the show, we do open up the lines to do readings and stuff. I will not put in the description free readings and healing sessions, just because they only give us so much room in that little block, and I don't want to constantly fill that space with the words free readings. You know, I feel like people will know that that's what we're doing here, that we don't have to necessarily telegraph it. And we may, you know, every so often. So just know that if you show up, there will always be opportunity to have me tune in for you to see what Spirit has to offer you. But, you know, I won't always post the words free readings, even though we do free readings on this show pretty frequently. So just know that they're always available to you, as well as healing sessions. We can do those live here on air. And when we do readings and healing sessions on air, they're very short. They're meant to get in, establish a connection, and then let you hold the energy of that connection for the time remaining that we're on the show. So we do very quick sessions, but if you do want to schedule a session with me, you can always contact me via my website, michaelbrazel.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/mbrazel. Mbrazel, M-B-R-A-Z-E-L-L. And we can connect there as well. And I am teaching classes here in the Columbia, South Carolina area. I'm going to be teaching some meditation circles, healing circles. I have some new stuff in the works. New workshops and things are on the way. And I'll be posting those to my Facebook page, to the blog, and to my website. Oh, so much stuff that has to happen online. And it's just insane sometimes how many different directions all this technology stuff will pull us and carry us. And I try to remain balanced in it all. But what can you do, right? What can you do? You do the best you can with what you have, and you take steps towards what's most important in the moment. Sometimes that's just a matter of breathing and being here in the moment as best we can. And it's okay if you try to arrive into a moment and it's just not happening. There's just too much distraction, too much noise, too much disconnect. Allow yourself to have just some space to feel what needs to be felt, even if it's not necessary in alignment with what is perceived to be the highest vibrational thoughts. Let yourself just have what you have, right? Sometimes we just got to feel like shit. Sometimes that's just how it works. And that's okay too, because we're human. We are living in this experience for the purpose of expansion. And we do that the best we can. We do that by showing up in whatever way we can in each moment. And in each moment there is possibility. And isn't that just a beautiful thing, to know that in each moment there is possibility? Wow, right? Like, how amazing is that, to know that in each moment it's just so full of possibility? So give yourself a chance to step into possibility whenever possible. Let yourself have some of that deliciousness in whatever way it shows up. Give yourself an opportunity to connect to yourself. So as always, I like to start the show with the light affirmation. And this is a beautiful, beautiful affirmation that I do every single morning, and I've done it every single morning since I learned it. It was given to us by one of our teachers, Consuela C. Newton. She is the creator and founder of the Perceptive Awareness Technique, Integrated Awareness Technique, and the Somapai Healing Method. And I'm a graduate of the PAT and Somapai programs, and I just love this affirmation. For me, it really speaks to protection. It speaks to connecting to the light within me. And I've used this affirmation in times of fear. I've used this affirmation in times of joy. I've used this affirmation in times of crisis. And I've used this affirmation in times of stability. And I always like to say it three times when I start our journey into the show. So if you are at the computer, you can see this in the show notes. If you are not, simply just listen to the words and let them go wherever they need to go within you at this time. And now I'll begin. I am the light. The light is within me. The light moves throughout me. The light surrounds me. The light protects me. I am the light. I am the light. The light is within me. The light moves throughout me. The light surrounds me. The light protects me. I am the light. I am the light. The light is within me. The light moves throughout me. The light surrounds me. The light protects me. I am the light. And so it is. And so we are. And we are now here in this moment sharing the experience together. I don't often, well, I take that back. I didn't have an idea of what it is we're going to talk about before I show up to the program. I don't often lock that in until I show up. So for me, sometimes doing structured shows is impossible. I try, and I'm all over the place because I'm moving in the vibration of what I feel is most needed. So when I do a show like this by myself, it's part channeling, part soul transmission, part healing transmission, part meditation, part community connection. So it's a lot of little moving parts, and we kind of flow in and out of those parts as needed and as necessary. So just enjoy the ride. Wherever it takes us, we'll let it take us. We'll open up to the experience together in whatever way is most needed and most necessary. But I want to start with just a little meditation, just a little tune in, a little drop in, a little dialing into this moment. Lean in. Allow yourself to be in whatever way you need to be right now. You know, just get comfortable in the body. The breath is an invitation that's constantly calling you back home to the body. Let's take a moment to answer the call, to accept the invitation, to come back home just for a little while, so that we can share this moment in a more embodied state. So let's just breathe. Let the breath be natural. Just let it move as it desires to move. The body knows how to breathe. Let it do its job. Invite in the space you're in. Invite in whatever sounds are in the periphery. You can keep your eyes open and scan the room. Invite in the beautiful colors and sensations that sight offers you. Take a moment to listen deeply to the space that you're in. And invite in to this moment whatever is being experienced here now. Continue allowing. opening up to deeper states of receptivity with each inhale and exhale. Letting the breath anchor you deeply into the body, reminding you of where you're truly from, echoing back through time into this very moment, remembering the star that birthed you and honoring all creation that came together to make this moment possible for us to be here now. How beautiful, right? How wonderful is that? So tonight we're talking about forgiveness. I know what you're saying, Mike, forgiveness, that's a big topic. That's heavy, heavy stuff. But it's important to talk about these things that we tend to avoid. Recently, I heard a poet speak a line on forgiveness that really opened up my inner dialogue around the topic forgiveness. He said, forgiveness is letting go of all hope for a better past. And I'll say that again because it's just such a profound statement. Forgiveness is letting go all hope for a better past. And the poet's name is Buddy Wakefield. And he speaks in these beautiful metaphors when he recites his poetry. Forgiveness is letting go of all hope for a better past. Let that sink in for a moment. Talking about forgiveness is not an easy thing to do. It's a very loaded word. It comes with attachment. But for just a moment, let's set those attachments aside and let's dig a little deeper into the idea of forgiveness. What it means to forgive not only ourselves, but the spaces we exist in, the traumas that we've gone through, the experiences that we will step into, and those forgotten aspects of self that may still be warring within us. Let's hold to this moment and let's open up to forgiveness. So what is forgiveness? What does it mean to forgive? One of the things I dislike most is when people say, let it go. Just let it go. They hurt you? Let it go. Let it go. Put it on the shelf. Just let it go. Well, guess what? You're human. It's not possible just to let things go. And even people say, nah, it doesn't bother me anymore. It's not that easy to just forget. You know, this is how we say I can forgive but not forget. But the very fact that it still resides, it has residence in my mind, in my heart, in my solar plexus, or even in my root. It may still exist in my hands. It may still exist in parts of my body that I don't want to acknowledge, whatever the trauma was, whatever it was. It's okay, you know. It's okay to be human. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. You don't have to let it go. And forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. Forgiveness allows us to take one step closer to freedom. But forgiveness is a process. It's a process. It's not purely a destination. Forgiveness, you know, when I tune in here, my intuition is offering the example of an addiction. When you are a recovering addict, when you are in active recovery, you are working this program with, you know, frequency. You know, you're doing the work. You're getting in there. And that's like forgiveness. Forgiveness takes work. It's not something we just, bam, forgiven, you know. Especially when we're talking about the heavy stuff. Some of the things that I call initiations of the heart, where we are talking about deep trauma. Trauma that may have been way more scarring than something, you know, like someone stepping on your new shoes, right? Someone breaking up with us, the love of our life dumping us, or hurting us, or cheating on us, or leaving us behind, or someone dying. You know, there are lots of things that forgiveness attaches itself to as a necessary process for healing, but also for freeing yourself from the merry-go-round that trauma sometimes offers us. And let's just sit, you know, as we go through this process of talking. I'm just allowing whatever insights arrive to be the words that I use. So just let them go in to where they have to go, you know. You may not agree with everything I say, and that's okay. If you disagree with something I say, let the part of you that disagrees take you deeper into understanding forgiveness for yourself. I'm just letting the words flow, in whatever way they want to flow. Forgiveness of self is probably the hardest forgiveness to offer. Forgiving ourselves for experiencing life is a difficult thing. I often, you know, go back to initiations of the heart and use a breakup as an example, because it's something that most of us have experienced at one point or another, either as the person breaking up with or the person being broken up with. It leaves a tangible, tactile connection in the chest. And there was actually studies done recently of, I believe they studied women who were going through these heart initiations, these breakups, and people have actually died of a broken heart. Like, it actually changes the physiology of the heart when you go through a breakup or a heartache. You know, so understanding the level that these initiations can take us, it's important, which is why it's important to understand the tools we have to move from the initiation point into the place of freedom. When we look at trauma as initiation, it then becomes a doorway through which we can walk through to the next phase of our journey. Being birthed is an initiation into life. Sometimes our traumas become initiations that push us deeper into experiencing the journey. They're not always good, and not everything needs forgiveness right away. There's this idea that we have to hurry these processes along, that if we don't do them now, we're not going to do them in time. I went through some pretty difficult things in Washington, D.C. almost 2 years ago now, and I'm still dealing with the aftermath. I'm still forgiving. I'm still doing work around that transition and what that transition as an initiation brought me. It initiated me into the next phase of my journey, which is being single and living in a new place and a new state that was, it's completely opposite from where I was living. So it initiated me into a lot of really interesting new experiences. Not all of them good, but it's part of the package. When you get an initiation into Reiki, when you learn how to offer Reiki to others, and you take that path of service as a practice, you not only get connected to the energy, but your body goes through a detox. So there's cleansing that happens through the initiation. And cleansing is never an easy thing. It's a process. But understanding how you move through forgiveness is important. So what I want to point you in the direction of right now is the word forgiveness. See it in your mind's eye. See the word forgiveness. What does it mean in this moment for you to forgive? What does that word mean to you right now in this moment? What is forgiveness? And let's just meditate together on this. See the word in your mind's eye. Forgiveness. 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 What sensations arise in the body when you bring the word forgiveness a little bit closer to you? Do you feel constriction? Do you feel expansion? Do you feel tightness? Do you reject the idea of forgiveness? Do you embrace it? Is it necessary? These are all important things to sit with as meditations, because each one of us has to arrive at our own definition for what forgiveness is to us, because it's going to be different across the board. And there's danger in having absolutes that say, this is forgiveness, because my template may be very different from someone else's. I may have the ability to step deeper into vulnerability than others. So my concept of forgiveness will be much different. I don't like doing compare and contrast, but rather offering you a chance to look a little bit deeper into your own experience to arrive at what forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness offers release. Forgiveness allows us to step off the merry-go-round of our mind for just a moment. Forgiveness says, let's take a break and sit. Forgiveness also doesn't say that the wrongs that may have led up to the trauma were okay. What forgiveness is saying is that the trauma no longer impacts me in a way that limits how I move through the world. So when we forgive, we're not saying that what happened to us was okay. We're not absolving the person who hurt us. But we are freeing ourselves from the hurt that may still exist in this moment for something that happened to us in our past. Too often do I see people come to me for sessions cling to their trauma, to their victimization as their identity. They become snapshots of who they were at that time the trauma took place. And that may be necessary for a while. You may have to go into that space for a bit. But we want to start working towards activating processes for healing. Allowing yourself to grieve is part of the forgiveness process. Feeling grief, letting yourself go through the five stages of grief, letting yourself understand where you are in that process. And you know, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that I'm really big on journaling. So I encourage you to journal your process that you're going through. I encourage you to journal what it is that you're experiencing as you step into the idea of forgiveness. You don't have to start with that big thing right away. You can progressively walk in the direction of forgiveness. There are a lot of really great books out there in forgiveness. Some of them easier to follow than others. Some of them highly conceptual. Some of them highly experiential. If forgiveness calls to you, allow yourself to explore what others think of forgiveness, but don't become attached to their processes. Take on what feels good and then place on the shelf what doesn't. But it's important for us to heal and to free ourselves from parts of our past that may be limiting how we are able to fully experience the depth and the beauty of life as it is in this moment. We don't want the trauma of our past to allow us to feel unworthy. Because if you are here now, in this moment, experiencing the breath move through your body, you have made it. You survived whatever it is you went through, and you are here, and it's now, for however long it's going to be, here now, for us, sharing this moment. We don't know when we're going to take that last breath. And I want my breaths to all be nice and deep. I want them to be as present as possible. I want to be free as possible in this moment. It doesn't mean my traumas aren't still there. It just means that in this moment they don't have power over me. It doesn't mean they won't creep back up and tug at my heartstrings or pop into my mental treadmill. But when they do, I can look at them lovingly and say they no longer have power over me. What I'm going to say now, it's going to be difficult for some people to take on, but it's an important part of the healing process, and it's an important part to understanding forgiveness. I offer a prayer, and it's a prayer that's very powerful. It's one of the most powerful prayers there is in relation to releasing the things that bind us. It's very simple. It's just two words. Thank you. You know, thank you. When we are able to say thank you to the experiences that brought us to this moment, we are able to free ourselves. Thank you is a phrase that doesn't come with expectation. Thank you is an action step, an extension of gratitude. Because what you've gone through has led you to this moment. Good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent, or whatever. Whatever you've gone through has brought you to this very moment, here, now, to experience life. And it's not always wonderful. It may not be wonderful right now. You may be listening to this and thinking to yourself, I can't forgive this. That's okay. Remember, it's a process. It's not something that has to happen immediately. But until we start digging into what the word means, we won't start the process. It's important to first look at the definition of the word. What does forgiveness mean to you? What does it mean to forgive? What does it mean to be forgiven? What is freedom to you? What does forgiveness offer you? Does it take anything from you? And these are questions to meditate on. Because for me, forgiveness, it could change. Tomorrow it may mean something else. For me, forgiveness is an extension of gratitude. For me, forgiveness is saying thank you to the totality of my life experience for being the vehicle that has helped me arrive in this moment. For me, forgiveness is a lifelong process. It's not something that happens in a few months or a few days or a few hours. It could. I'm open to the idea that it can be instantaneous. And sometimes it is. But for the heavy stuff that I'm still carrying, stuff that I may have been carrying for years now, there's stuff that I've been carrying for 10, 15 years that I'm still doing work of forgiveness around. Forgiving myself. Forgiving self is an important part of the process. We often go to forgiving the other person. Like I'll do a reading on someone and they'll say, oh yeah, I'm doing that forgiveness. I've already forgiven them for the breakup, for cheating on me. You know, I've forgiven them for that. But the other half of the forgiveness paradox is there are often parts of us that say, what was it about me that allowed this to happen? So we have to forgive those parts of ourselves that may need a little extra attention. So it's important as a journal exercise to sit in your journal and say, what in me still needs forgiving? Are there people in my life that I'm ready to let go of? People from my past that may still have residence in my mind that I'm ready to free myself from. Holding on to trauma oftentimes breeds a lot of these really heavy negative emotions like hate, rage, anger. And those become powerful obstacles to forgiveness. And it's not saying that you shouldn't experience those things because you're human. You're going to experience them. I don't like it when spiritual people say, ah, you can't be angry and be spiritual. That's such a farce. Of course you can be angry and be spiritual. You know, that's why there's spiritual activism. You know? I find most really powerful spiritual teachers are the ones that get angry. They allow themselves the opportunity to be angry when necessary. Anger is a powerful teacher. As long as we're not letting anger become an obstacle to allowing ourselves to experience freedom. Letting yourself feel what needs to be felt. If anger is there, feel the anger. If rage is there, feel the rage. It's when we start reacting to the anger, you know. The anger is there, now you're posting passive-aggressive Facebook posts. Just let the anger be, you know. Sometimes we do that stuff because we're trying to stay in the person's life, you know. I'd rather be in their life in a passive-aggressive way than not be in their life at all. And a lot of times this anger that we're holding inside of ourselves, directing it at someone else, is anger we're actually holding for ourselves. Because what's being angry at them doing for you? It's like drinking poison and trying to kill them. Your anger has nothing to do with them. You know? The minute you free yourself from the anger by letting it just move through you, not reacting to it, just witnessing it. Oh, there's anger. Thich Nhat Hanh says in one of his books about anger, he says of anger, when it shows up, he says, look, someone planted weeds in my garden. That's what anger is. Someone who planted some weeds in your garden. Just notice the weeds and gently pull the weeds from the earth of your soul. For me, I pull the weeds up by saying thank you. So when that person that I am projecting my anger onto arrives in my mind, so there may be an ex or an old job situation or whatever, it arrives in my mind and all of a sudden I feel that old anger and the old betrayal start to arrive in my body. I look at those people, places, and experiences in my mind and I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because for better or worse, they were teachers. And by saying thank you, I'm accepting the lesson they offered me and letting them remain in the past. Getting angry at those people, places, and things only brings them closer to you. It does nothing to free you. It only pushes you closer to, you know, that thing that you're angry at. You know, it's like I heard someone recently tell me about someone they were trying to let go of. And they're like, I'm just so angry at so-and-so, but, you know, I've let them go. You know, I've totally let them go. It's like, wow. Have you? Have you let them go? Because you seem to be very angry right now. Have you truly let them go? And we have to sit with that, you know? Are you keeping something close by for a reason? You know? Is the anger necessary? Is a really good question to ask yourself when anger arises. Sometimes anger is necessary. Sometimes we need to be angry. What I do with that anger will determine how much extra crap I create for myself or how much crap I free myself from. So give yourself the opportunity to begin exploring what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is a very powerful process. And like I said, for me, my process of forgiveness is saying thank you to my past. Forgiveness is letting go of all hope for a better past. Can't change it. You can't change what's happened. But I can free myself from it. Right now, in this moment, by extending gratitude to those parts of myself that may be calling me a little closer to them. Forgiveness is for you, it's not for others. One time I had an ex of mine call me and he said, I really need you to forgive me for the things that I did to you. And the call caught me off guard because I can't give that to somebody, you know? Forgiveness isn't something that I can do. I'm not a priest. I can't give you four Hail Marys and absolve you. Only you can absolve you. Sometimes hearing the words from someone else can be a doorway to freedom, but the reason I don't seek the words from others or often give the words to others is because sometimes you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that chance, especially if someone dies before you cleared up whatever may have been cleared up. And of course, you can go see a medium. But you may have been, like, you may have been angry at someone and then they died before you could talk out the situation. You're not going to get forgiveness then from the other person. And sometimes, because of what's happened in the past with a person, place, or thing, it may not be safe to approach those people, places, and things again to ask or to offer words of forgiveness. Forgiveness only requires your participation. So when he called me and said, can you forgive me? And, you know, we talked about forgiveness for a bit. And I said, you know, I can't forgive you. I can say that I don't hold against you the things of our past. I don't burden my mind with what's happened between us in the past. So I freed myself. I forgave myself. I freed us from the experience by not holding on to it. Now it's your turn. You know? If you're in a couple relationship, I mean, talking about forgiveness as a couple is important also because you're going to have moments where there's disagreement or there's anger or there's bitterness. And having a process of talking about releasing that stuff is important in relationships because those things fester over time if awareness isn't brought to them. So, you want to give yourself the opportunity to talk about those things with the person you love. Like, what is, you sit down with the person and say, what is our forgiveness process? Like, what do we do? Like, when we need to talk things out, like, what are we going to do? And sit down and have that discussion. It's important because, in my experience, so I can only speak from my experience. Sometimes when people get angry, they end up holding the anger or the object of anger as a weapon against the other person. And we can't do that. We can't use experience to manipulate other people. We want to talk things through. We want to clear the air the best we can. We want to get back to love as soon as possible. It's like, some of the people I've gone through deep trauma with in the near past. Even though I may be angry at them still, and even though the pain may still be visceral, I still love them. And having that love for them, even in the place of trauma and visceral pain, has already freed me. But it also frees them because I'm no longer holding them in a place of anger. I hold them in a place of love. And it's not easy to do. It's not. We talk about this thing called unconditional love and spirituality all the time. But is your love truly unconditional? Are there conditions to love for you? We talk about oneness, but then we say, everybody except that person over there. Oneness doesn't exclude the criminals, the murderers. Unconditional love doesn't exclude. It is unconditional. An example I use when we talk about unconditional love is, the breath. The breath and the air we all breathe. It's the one shared religion that we all have. We all breathe. The murderer, the rapist, the priest, the nun, the mystic, the soccer moms, the soccer dads, the kids, the dogs, the cats, the birds, the universe. Everything breathes, We all breathe. It's our one shared religion. Religion of the breath. If someone takes it from you immediately reach for it. You need it to live. It's what we thrive on. You come in with it and you leave on it. So it's the one thing that really is unconditional in that sense, So when we talk about unconditional love, what does that bring up within you? Is there resistance within you when I say those words, unconditional love? What arises in you? What conditions have you placed on love? Have you placed conditions on love? And what can you do to step a little closer into freeing yourself from those conditions? Love everybody as best you can. Doesn't mean you have to let them back into your life. Keep them in your heart. But God invented, peepholes for a reason. They can come knocking, but I don't have to let them in. Just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you gotta let them back into your life. Forgiveness doesn't mean I pull you back into my life. Forgiveness, forgiving my ex doesn't mean I got to take them back. But for some people, they feel like because I've forgiven and because forgiveness has become a process, we have to let them back into our lives. That's not necessarily the case. Forgiveness is freedom. And freedom often means not stepping back into old spaces because we're no longer, those spaces are no longer ours. It's okay to no longer step into those spaces. So that's pretty much all I have on forgiveness. We're going to do a little bit of meditating. Thank you to those of you who are now following me on Facebook. I see some of you have clicked my links there. So be sure you follow me. Follow me on Facebook. I post a lot of really cool things. I'll be doing some videos soon, shows every night of the week. Remember, if you have questions, you can always post them in the chat room. Just because we're talking about forgiveness does not mean you have to ask questions about it. You can ask questions about anything spiritual. One of the things I love to do more than anything else is to talk about all this really wonderful, delicious spiritual stuff. And it's not often that we have opportunity to just talk about all the crazy stuff that may be happening in the world. Sometimes, you know, you may be finding yourself experiencing crazy dreams, and we can dive into that a little bit. Or, you know, you may want to talk about opening and engaging your intuition a bit. We can do that as well. So we'll be doing that on future shows, just kind of doing, you know, opening up the airwaves and seeing what happens, you know. So we do. This is what this show is. There's no agenda here. I just put forgiveness. I'm kind of testing out, you know, just so you kind of, just for transparency, I'm testing out marketing of this show just to kind of see what draws people in. And typically when I put like free readings in the title, I get a lot of people that tune in. But I offer free readings every episode. But I'm testing to see how many people like tune in when I do free readings versus just putting like a topical title. So that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing that part of this thing, you know, this mundane stuff that we have to do as spiritual people to get the message out. So let's meditate a bit together before we close out, you know. Because we don't have anyone for readings tonight. So we'll go ahead and close out the show here in a little bit. And we do that with meditation. So I want you just to tune into yourself. Come into the body. You know, we talked a lot about today about forgiveness. So let's meditate on forgiveness just a bit. And let's just breathe into this moment. Just let the breath go into the body. Let the breath move through the body in whatever way it needs to move. Let yourself have the beauty of this moment and the beauty of this next breath. Let the breath go as deep as needed. And with each exhalation, expand yourself into the space that you're in, surrounding yourself with connection. Each inhale and exhale is an act of intention, an act of love from the body to the body, placed on the altar of your soul. You are here now in this moment to experience the entirety of life. And just breathe into our topic tonight, forgiveness. Bring into the body some part of you that may still need a bit of forgiveness. It may be something from your past. It may be someone, something, some experience that might be present in this moment within the body, within the mind, within the heart. And just allow yourself for a moment to bring your awareness to the body and how your body feels as you lean into that person, place, or experience. Notice if there's constriction in the body. Notice if there's tightening. And if there is, just bring your awareness to the tightening, to the constriction. Offer those parts of yourself that may feel tighter in this moment a little bit of breath, a little bit of love. Offering your awareness to this moment and to this person, place, or experience that needs your forgiveness in this moment. Simply bring your awareness now to that object and offer the prayer, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To the object that in this moment is needing forgiveness. Notice your body as you say the words thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you feel an expansion begin to move into the places that were once tight? Do you feel a deeper constriction or tightening of the body? Allow whatever is happening this moment to just happen. We're not trying to change what we're experiencing. We're just allowing ourselves to experience it. Breathing into and breathing out of this moment with each inhale and exhale. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back to your breath. Continue offering gratitude and awareness to the object that participated in this exercise with you. Thanking this very experience of getting to experience forgiveness in action. Begin just to bring your awareness back to the body, re-entering the room that you're in, letting yourself have the beauty of this moment. And here we are. And that's just a simple way to do meditation on forgiveness. Like, that's what I'll do sometimes. Sometimes I feel, I'll find, like, some body will pop up in my mind, like, you know, an ex or someone who really pissed me off at the grocery store. They pop in my mind, and there they are, and I start to say thank you, just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I do it as a mantra. I repeat the words, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because for me, it's important to do it immediately. Otherwise, for me, it lingers in my mind and creates ripples that then begin to affect the entirety of the rest of my day. So I try to get to it as soon as possible. So it's become an exercise that I do instantaneously. But if I notice that it shows up and I don't do it, that my day gets really crappy, and then so do my interactions with other people. They get pretty crappy also. You know? So the sooner you can get to gratitude, the better. The sooner, the better. So, a couple updates. I'm going to have some guests on very soon. I'm going to be having my lovely spiritual mother, who's been on the show quite a few times, and teacher, Susan Zumo, is going to be joining us. We're going to be, not sure what we're going to be talking about yet, but we'll see. Maybe past lives, maybe. If past lives is something you want to hear us talk about, let me know. Send me a message on Facebook. Or maybe we'll talk about intuition, because she's an intuition teacher and facilitator of the perceptive awareness technique. I'm going to have psychic medium Travis Sanders joining me on the show. He's also a guest that's been on with us before. And we're going to be talking about ancestor work. We're getting in that time of the year where it's important to honor our ancestors, honor the places and people that have come before us that have brought us to this moment. So I'll be having him on to talk about that. And what else? That's it for now. You know, I'm going to be trying to do more stuff. Follow my blog, soulinteraction.com. I have some new posts in the works. You know, I move in trust with the spirit of my soul. You know, it tells me to do things and I just do them. They don't often make a lot of sense, but we do it anyways. And I do it the best that I can with the time that I have here on this planet, right? That's all we can do. And I really want to extend the prayer of gratitude to each and every single one of you for joining me tonight. I want to dedicate the energy of this show and this time we spent together to any person, place, or thing in the world that needs just a little extra love tonight. Just set that intention. Putting that energy out there, that beautiful, bright, positive bubble of love, right? So anyways, it's been an hour. And that's pretty much it, you know? That's it for tonight. I think we did a good job. And I just want to tell you all that I love you. And thank you so much for your continued support and just for being here with me. Namaste.